Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. When adults think about childhood, they often picture rosy-cheeked youngsters playing happily, romping at a playground, or riding bikes into the sunset. And for many children, their young years are indeed a time of pleasure and exploring the world around them. For a growing number of children and adolescents, however, life is not so comfortable. As it turns out, the number one reason children and teenagers pay a visit to someone like me, a therapist or counselor, is anxiety. And the numbers of anxious children are increasing every day. Most people worry from time to time, but for anxious children, worrying takes up an incredible amount of time and energy. Children worry about death, that someone they love will become sick or have an accident. They worry about pleasing the people they love, about getting good grades or performing well at their soccer game or music recital. Children worry about wildfires, global warming, and other disasters, and they worry about terrorist attacks, kidnappers, and burglars. For some kids, worry goes even deeper. Some children fear germs and illness so much that they spend a large part of their time washing their hands, showering, or avoiding public places. They worry so much about their grades they can't seem to do their homework or finish an exam. They're constantly changing and checking answers and may erase their papers so often that they put holes in them. Worry and anxiety may become much more than a feeling. They may become the central fact of a child's existence. Worry, by the way, is a normal emotion. Studies show that a reasonable amount of stress and anxiety may actually improve academic performance. After all, concern about grades is why most kids study and work hard at their classes. And moderate amounts of fear do motivate us to be cautious, to take care of our health, and to stay safe. For some folks, however, anxiety is crippling. And unfortunately, adults sometimes don't take children's worries seriously. We tell them there's nothing to be afraid of or promise everything will be fine. Worry may be influenced by individual brain biology. In people who are prone to anxiety and worry, there's a problem with the way the brain handles messages related to doubt or fear. Daniel Siegel of UCLA calls this having an overactive checker. The part of your brain that is responsible for keeping you safe is working so hard that it gets in the way of making decisions or living a normal life. The bottom line for parents is that you really can't tell your child not to worry. Nor is anxiety just a bad habit to be managed with discipline and lectures. Anxiety and conditions such as obsessive-compulsive disorder often run in families. Anxious children may grow up to be anxious adults who have anxious children of their own. If your child spends a lot of time worrying, or if you do, there are some things you can do to be helpful. First, listen. Don't offer advice unless invited, but listen carefully to your child's fears and worries. Take time to let your child know that you understand and accept his feelings. After all, this is indeed a scary world, and like it or not, bad things do happen to good people. Second, don't make promises you can't keep. Telling a child nothing bad will happen, that you'll always be around to take care of him, or that his fears are groundless, isn't helpful. Rather than trying to make your child's anxiety go away, focus on helping him develop coping skills. You can teach him to do conscious breathing when he feels afraid, or work on problem-solving with him so he has tools to use when he's feeling worried. Listen well, be supportive, and ask for help if you or your child needs it. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.